For the next few minutes, this being Remembrance Day, I'd like to offer a blessing to those who have served us by remembering them. An important aspect of biblical faith, where by biblical I mean faith in the one true and living God and his Messiah, commended in both Old and New Testaments. So we're really talking about here consistently throughout Judeo-Christian faith. An important aspect of such biblical faith has been the historical value and the spiritual blessing of remembrance. Indeed, to not be remembered, whether by being dismissed as not worthy of remembrance and not thought of again, or by being deliberately forgotten as a punishment, to have one's name and very existence forgotten and therefore not remembered, is to be in some way cursed. There are a number of scripture passages to this effect. Here's one from the book of Job. Indeed, the light of the wicked is put out, and the flame of his fire does not shine. His roots dry up beneath, and his branches wither above. His memory perishes from the earth, and he has no name in the street. He is thrust from light into darkness and driven out of the world. He has no posterity or progeny among his people, and no survivor where he used to live. Surely are the dwellings of the unrighteous. Such is the place of him who knows not God. So being unremembered, unacknowledged in history, even deliberately forgotten, is to be cursed. But even more, throughout the Holy Scriptures, from beginning to end, God's people are instructed and warned to remember and not to forget as a matter of living faith and expectant hope. The biblical and spiritually real is that both those who remember and those who are remembered are blessed, honored, and valued by not being forgotten and by not being those who forget. The virtue and value of remembering is commended because it's fundamental to God's own character. God remembers deliberately as an aspect of his faithful character. God also forgets deliberately. Our sins, for one example, also as an aspect of his faithful character. So this is a pretty good day, perhaps the best day in Canada, on which to remind Christians to remember. And remembering, we bless. And we are encouraged to continue in faith and hope. We are instructed in the Bible and warned to remember and not to forget God. You shall remember the Lord your God, and if you forget the Lord your God and go after other gods and serve them and worship them, I solemnly warn you today that you shall surely perish. We are also instructed in the Bible and warned to remember and not forget God's mighty, good, and gracious acts in creation, in history, and especially on behalf of his people. Remember the wondrous works that he has done, his miracles and judgments he uttered. O offspring of Israel, his servant, children of Jacob, his chosen ones, he is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. Remember his covenant forever, the word that he commanded for 1,000 generations. We are also instructed and warned to remember and not to forget who we were and where we were apart from Christ. That is, before we came to faith in God in Christ Jesus. Therefore, remember that at one time, you Gentiles in the flesh, remember that you were at that time separated from Christ, alienated from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers to the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. We're also instructed and warned to remember and not to forget the Lord himself has delivered us through difficult times as a reminder that he will carry us all the way to the end. But recall the former days when, after you were enlightened, you endured a hard struggle with sufferings, sometimes being publicly exposed to reproach and affliction, and sometimes being partners with those so treated. For you have need of endurance, so that when you have done the will of God, you may receive what is promised. We're also instructed and warned in the Bible to remember and not to forget Jesus Christ, most of all. Remember Jesus Christ, risen from the dead, the offspring of David, as preached in my gospel. And while that verse doesn't have the word remember or recall, or the phrase do not forget, here's clearly the point of remembering Jesus Christ in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Finally, we are instructed and warned to remember and not to forget those who have gone before us. Now, there are a number of places in the Bible we could go, but none better than the book of Hebrews chapter 11, sometimes called the Hall of Faith. It concludes this way. And what more shall I say? For the time would fail me to tell Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, of David and Samuel and the prophets, who through faith conquered kingdoms, enforced justice, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions. They quenched the power of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, were made strong out of weakness, became mighty in war, put foreign armies to flight. Women received back their dead by resurrection. Some were tortured, refusing to accept release so that they might rise again to a better life. Others suffered mocking and flogging and even chains and imprisonment. They were stoned. They were sawn in two. They were killed with the sword. They went about in skins of sheep and goats, destitute, afflicted, mistreated, of whom the world was not worthy, wandering about in deserts and mountains and in dens and caves of the earth. And all these, though commended through their faith, did not receive what was promised, since God had provided something better for us, that apart from us, they should not be made perfect or complete. Friends, 100 years ago today, at the 11th hour, on the 11th day of the 11th month of 1918, the war to end all wars ended. Of course, it didn't end war. There have been many wars since, all over the earth, and they will continue until Jesus returns. Nevertheless, on this morning, we remember. No, we bless by remembering those who've served us and sacrificed. And we do so along with millions of others here in Canada and elsewhere on this, the 100th anniversary of the armistice to end World War I. In just a moment, I'm going to pray, thanking God for those who've served us in the cause of freedom throughout our history, even as we do our best to live as people of peace, because we've placed our whole faith and our whole hope in Jesus Christ as our defender. Then a little bit later, as the clock strikes 11 o'clock Central Standard Time, I'll ask you to join me as we observe 1 minute of silence in their honor and to bless them. I have my phone alarm set for just this purpose. Here it goes, lest we forget. Let's pray together. Father, we are reminded on this morning that neither physical nor spiritual nor political nor social justice and freedom are free. We pause here, Lord, in these moments to remember with gratitude and with hope those who have selfishly and selflessly and sacrificially offered themselves up for us. And in so doing, in some real way, emulating what Christ did for us. They couldn't save our souls. They certainly did save civilization. Particularly in the First World War and the Second World War, Lord, evil was pushed back, and in some way that only you could make sense of, the good, right, and true won out. And we thank you, Lord, for placing us in a country here in Canada and in a continent, North America, and with others like-minded and free. Help us never to forget or take for granted the freedoms we have and the sacred trust you have given us. Thank you, Lord, for those who have gone before us and given themselves the whole measure. For their friends, their people, and their country. In Jesus' name, amen.